New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company. New Line Cinema presents a Barry Levinson film. Why does a dog wag its tail? Because a dog is smarter than its tail. If the tail was smarter, the tail would wag the dog.
Another great race today, Johnny. Who are you going to ride in the stakes?
Well, Eddie, like my daddy always used to say, and I live by it, never change horses in midstream.
Never change horses. Sounds like a smart bet to me.
Yeah, always stick with a winner.
Keep America working. Don't change horses in midstream. On election day, re-elect the president.
Evening time. Inside the White House, someone is vacuuming. Starring Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro.
Can I get you a step this way, Mr. Breen? Lift your arms, please.
That's him. That's Mr. Fix-It.
Wag the dog. Having passed security, Conrad Breen joins the two women who've been waiting for him, and together they set off through the White House under the watchful eyes of CCTV cameras. Also starring Anne Hesch, Dennis Leary, Willie Nelson, Andrea Martin, Kirsten Dunst, William H. Macy, John Michael Higgins, and Susie Plaxen. With a sense of urgency, Conrad and the two women hurry down several flights of stairs, making their way deeper and deeper into the bowels of the building. One of the women, Winifred, has an elfin face framed by short bobbed blonde hair. Both women have an air of efficiency about them, while in contrast, the middle-aged Conrad is disheveled looking and wearing an old hat. Viewed through the grainy images of the prolific CCTV cameras, they pass along a corridor and finally arrive outside a dimly lit conference room.
It's right over here.
Based on the book American Hero by Larry Beinhart. Screenplay by Hilary Henkin and David Mamet. Directed by Barry Levinson.
Yeah, you can have a seat right here, Connie.
You don't know anything.
John Levy's staff? Assistant, of course, Amy Kane Press.
Conrad draws Winifred's attention to some catering staff.
Yes, thank you. That'll be all. Thank you, gentlemen. Do you want some coffee?
Yeah, black, please.
Yeah, just bring some coffee, please. Black.
All right. You kids here in this room, what you hear here, what you say here, what you do here, if it gets out, you leaked it. Tell them what they need to know.
Oh, and it broke. The president said one thing. Get me Conrad Breen.
Conrad smiles.
Anyway, what's the thing? You had an illegal immigrant 90-some years back. Didn't declare. You people get ahead in the polls, all of a sudden you get a little nervous. You made a pass to some secretary some years ago?
There was a group of Firefly girls from Santa Fe here last month. One of the girls expressed an interest in a Frederick Remington bust. The president took her into, you know, the office behind the Oval Office for a period of 3 minutes. It couldn't have been over 3 minutes. The Secret Service would back me up on that.
So it's not the illegal immigrant nanny thing. The girl's alleging...
He's handed some documents to read.
Jesus, Mary Joseph.
We're virtually certain that it is. Maybe we could say it was a funny drug reaction to the flu.
Who's got the story?
Hey, don't you want to know if it's true?
What difference does it make if it's true? It's a story and it breaks. They're going to have to run with it. Right. How long we got till it breaks?
Front page, Washington Post tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah, now that's not good. Okay. Where is he?
China.
In China, okay. When does he due back?
Well, they're set to leave pretty soon.
Yeah, well, all right, he stays on the ground in China at least another day.
Why?
You the press office?
Yes.
Earn your money. He's ill. The plane is sick.
Good. When do we bring him back?
I'm gonna need a day, at least a day. He's sick. Get that out right now. Get him on the phone and tell the jackals how sick he is. We gotta get that out before the story breaks so we aren't, quote, responding to it. Issue it as a bulletin. He's got some rare strain.
Won't hold.
I need a day. I need some running time.
It won't even hold a day, Connie.
Yes, it will. You know why? I'll tell you why. Why is the president in China?
Trade relations.
You're goddamn right, and it's got nothing to do with the B-3 bomber.
There is no B-3 bomber.
I just said that. There is no B-3 bomber, and I don't know why these rumors get started. All right, I need $20,000. I need a car.
All right, give me a car and a driver, Mr. Breen. The Southwest Gate now, please.
I'm trying to get...
What is it?
It's a campaign commercial. Should we look at it?
Yeah, put it in. Yeah. Oh, this should be interesting.
What is it?
It's the rough cut, the other side's of your commercial.
Oh, the Neil commercial.
Yeah, we had somebody steal it from the editing bay. Turn it up.
This will be on the air the day after tomorrow.
In the final days of the campaign, has the president changed his tune?
Thank heaven for little girl.
The presidency is about honor.
Thank heaven for little girl.
It's about principles.
Without them, what would little boys do?
And it's about integrity.
Thank heaven.
This tune has got to change. On election day, vote Neil for president.
All right, who's going to take the press conference today?
Is there a press conference today?
Well, what do you think? We're going to have to use this as a base of operations. I'm going to need 1 day, 2 days. Whoever's leaking that stuff to that geek at the Post lets it slip. Jeez, I hope this won't screw up the B-3 program. What B-3 program, and why should it screw it up? Well, if the president decides to deploy the B-3 before it's fully tested, deploy the B-3 before it's fully tested? Yeah, why? Why? The crisis.
What crisis?
Well, I'm working on that. All right. At the same time, get General Scott, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and pour him on a plane to Seattle right away. He's all flustered and nervous to talk with the Boeing people.
Right, do it. But what? But there isn't a B-3 bomber.
Where did you go to school, kid? Wellesley?
Dartmouth.
And show a little spunk. There is no B-3 bomber. General Scott, the best of your knowledge, is not in Seattle to talk with Boeing.
It won't hold, Connie. It won't prove out.
It doesn't have to prove out. We just got to distract him. Got less than 2 weeks till the election.
What in the world would do that? What in the world would do that?
I'm working on it.
A man approaches them with an envelope.
Winifred, Mr. Breen.
Thank you.
What's this?
$20,000.
All right, I gotta go to L.A. See a Hollywood producer. We'll meet me at National in an hour. We'll go to Chicago, we'll connect at L.A. Okay?
See you at National.
Later, on the plane, Winifred pours herself a vodka on the rocks.
Nothing new. During Reagan's administration, 240 Marines killed in Beirut. 24 hours later, we invade Grenada. That was their M.O. Change the story, change the lead. It's not a new concept. White people, we touched on, we'll talk more about it.
We can't afford a war.
We're not going to have a war. We're going to have the appearance of a war.
We cannot afford the appearance of a war.
What'll it cost?
But they would find out.
Who's going to find out?
The
American people?
Exactly.
Who's going to tell them?
Huh? That.
What'd they find out about the Gulf War? One video of one bomb falls down a chimney, blows up the building. The building could have been made out of Legos.
You really want us to go to war?
That's a general idea.
With who?
I'm working on it.
Albania.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not? What do you know about them?
Nothing.
Precisely. They seem shifty. They seem standoffish. I mean, who knows from Albania? What do you know about Albanians? Who trusts Albanians?
Yeah, but what did Albania ever do to us?
Well, what did they ever do for us? This is why we have to mobilize the B-3 bomber.
You really want to go to war with Albania?
We don't have a choice. This is what you do. Get your press office right now to deny it.
Okay, it didn't happen.
To deny. There is no report of Albanian activity. I have to deny it.
It didn't happen.
Deny.
News from the president on trade and his visit to China. Another sort of news, however, has emerged from the presidential quarter. We turn to Melissa Gardner at KZAB in Santa Fe with this breaking news. Melissa?
Thanks, Richard. Today, a local Firefly girl accused the president of sexual misconduct. This photo of the president with the girls was taken during their recent tour of the White House. The girl claims that the sexual misconduct occurred inside the Oval Office. Her attorney says there are no plans yet to hold a press conference. Right now, folks in Santa Fe and the rest of America are waiting for a response from the White House on these harsh allegations. With the election only days away, the big question is, how much will this scandal affect the outcome?
Top people, Albanian desk? Yeah, well, I don't know either, but we probably have one. Listen, I want you to roust him out of bed. Albanian desk, CIA, NSA, roust him out of bed, sirens blaring. Honey, I know they're going to be up in an hour. I want them up now. Now, listen, you tell your staff. General Scott in Seattle? Well, no, I don't think his trip has anything to do with the D-3 bomber. Well, because we've said flat out...
Miss, I'll have to ask you to turn that off.
Yeah, it'll just be a second, because I've said flat out that
miss,
there are
no electronics on the plane. I really have to ask you to turn that off.
Oh, I can't believe this rule. It'll just take me 2 seconds. We've said flat out there is no B-3 bomber. Mm-hmm. I understand.
If it is true, he must step down. And if it's not true, then he must... We are informed he has extended his visit to China, and I say on behalf of the American people, come home. Face the music, whatever that may be. The election's in 11 days. Let the American people decide.
Let the American people decide. Senator Neal, presidential candidate.
Excuse me, Senator, that's 11 days till the election. And the president ahead in the polls by, Bob?
17%.
Accusations have surfaced which could affect
Shirley,
the outcome.
I'm getting word that the White House has announced that in response to media pressure, there will be a press conference.
My God, this is how a Hollywood producer lives? This is bigger than the White House.
Now a man under a sunbed.
Oh, and get me my veggie shake, Ramon. And remind me to turn over in 10 minutes to tan the other side.
Do I know you?
We have some mutual friends in Washington.
Yes, as you said, and is it true?
Oh, Mr. Moss, I wouldn't...
You wouldn't be here if it wasn't true. It's true, right?
Well, it really, who could say?
You know, I like the guy. He signed his book to me for two generations. I mean, for progress to occur, I think he said.
Two generations to agree, yes.
That's what he inscribed? How'd you know that?
That's the title of the book.
That's the title?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
For progress to occur, it's necessary for two generations to... That's a terrible title.
Later.
Oh, you're right. For two generations to agree, that is the title.
You know, I never looked at the cover. I just looked at what he wrote to me.
Well, you get the time, you can read the cover.
Secretary John Levy. He is expected to respond to the Fireflies' allegation of sexual misconduct by the president.
Ooh, this guy is fucked.
A TV press conference.
Hello. Oh. What one has to do, Mr. Morse, is to fight a holding action.
Holding action?
They're going to run this man through the shredder. We can hold a break in the dam for 11 days till the election. I think we got a chance.
Yeah, but you can't hold the dam. I mean, how the hell? I don't get what you want me to do.
I advised him to stay on the ground in China for, they estimate, 1 or 2 days. And during that time, of course, we will remain in...
Yeah, but he's got to come back sometime. What the hell is 1 or 2 days going to buy you?
Look at all those fans. Brer Rabbit couldn't get out of this.
You comment, please, on the rumors that the president's flight, the president's delay is due to the situation in Albania?
I'm not aware of the situation to which you refer.
Well, sir, we've just learned that the State Department has set up a special Albanian task force at Ops Center.
Mr. Sklansky, I am... Mrs. Rose, yes.
Early this morning, General William Scott flew to Seattle. Is his trip connected with the B-3 bomber?
Mrs. Rose, to the best of my knowledge, there is no B-3 bomber.
Mr. Levy,
yes.
Is the situation in Albania related in any way to the Muslim fundamentalist anti-American uprising?
Now you get it. Now they're getting it. There you go. There's a little help.
Those countries that have fundamentalist movements, we all know that...
How close are you to this thing?
What do you want the kid to say?
Conrad gets out his cell phone. He lifts the handset to his ear, then looks at Stanley Moss.
Have him say, I know we're all concerned for the president. I'm sure that our hopes and prayers are with him.
Could you have Levy say, I know we're all concerned for the president. I'm sure our hopes and prayers are with him.
I just want to say that I know that we are all concerned for the president, and that our hopes and prayers are with him.
He didn't phrase it right. He didn't sell the line.
Thank you very much.
All right, you bought yourself one day, maybe two.
String a few together. All I need is 11 till the election.
How are you going to stretch it? This isn't going to hold for 11 days. The guy fucked a Girl Scout.
A Firefly girl.
Guy fucked a Firefly girl. I mean, what are you going to do to hold that off? Excuse me. I just want to get my veggie shake here.
What do you think would hold it off, Mr. Moss?
Nothing. I mean, you'd have to have a war. You're kidding. You're not kidding. I'm in show business, yes? Why come to me?
Well, I'll tell you why, Mr. Moss.
5445. What does that mean?
It's a slogan. It's from the...
Remember the Maine?
Yeah, that's from... That's gotta be from...
Tippecanoe and Tyler, too.
No, that's not the...
Well, they're war slogans, Mr. Morse. Uh-huh. We remember the slogans, we can't even remember the fucking wars. You know why?
Why?
That's show business. Uh-huh. That's why we're here.
I see.
Naked girl, covered in napalm. V for victory. Five Marines raising the flag. Mount Suribachi. Mm-hmm. You remember the picture 50 years from now, you'll have forgotten the war.
True.
The Gulf War. Smart bomb falling down a chimney. 2,500 missions a day. 100 days. One video of one bomb, Mr. Moss. The American people bought that war. Mm-hmm. War is show business. That's why we're here.
And what do you do for the president? Why Albania?
Why not?
They gotta know at some point.
Who?
Who? The, you know, the public.
They gotta know?
Yes.
Stan, get with it. Who killed Kennedy? I read the first draft of the Warren Report. It says he was killed by a drunk driver. You watch the Gulf War. What do you see day after day? The one smart bomb falling down a chimney. The truth? I was in the building when we shot that shot. We shot it in a studio, Falls Church, Virginia, 1/10 scale model of a building.
Is that true?
How the fuck do we know? You take my point?
Yes. All right. Okay. And you want me to do what?
We want you to produce.
You want me to produce your war?
Not a war. It's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant. It's like the Oscars. That's why we came to you.
I never won an Oscar.
And it's a damn shame you didn't, but you produced the Oscars.
Yes, indeed I did. You know, you're a writer. That's your script. You're a director. But if you're the producer, what did you do? See, nobody knows what you do. The producer, I mean, all he's got is the credit. You see? Some plaques on the wall. They don't know what we do.
Stan.
Don't get me started.
Stan.
Yes?
If you never won an Oscar, how would you like an ambassadorship?
An ambassadorship?
Yeah.
That's my payoff.
Well, you tell me what you want.
Hell, I just do it for the fun of it. For a story to tell.
Oh, no, you couldn't tell anybody.
Oh, hey, listen, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, you couldn't tell anybody.
No, I know. It's just a figure of speech. Oh. No, it's just it's a pageant.
It's a pageant, that's what it is.
Country's a war.
It's Miss America and your bird parks.
Why Albania?
Because.
Well, they have to have something we want.
Well, I'm sure they
do. What do we have that they want?
A little freedom.
Well, why would they want that?
A press?
No. Fuck freedom. They want to destroy the godless Satan of the United. They want to destroy our way of life, all right? Okay. The president is in China. He is dealing with the dispatch of the B-3 bomber to Albania. Why?
Well,
why? Help me.
Well, I mean, but he... Well, that's...
Well, all right. Let's see. Geopolitically, if you...
We just found out they have the bomb.
That's...
We just found out they have the bomb.
That's good.
Yeah. And, no, wait a second, wait a second. No, the bomb's not there because they'd have to have a rocket and that shit, right? And they are a bunch of wogs. No, cross out. All right, so it's a suitcase bomb.
I didn't even know I said that. It's a suitcase bomb. You don't need missiles.
You can put a bomb in a suitcase, right? Mm-hmm. It's a suitcase bomb. Mm-hmm.
Suitcase
bomb? Yes?
That's
it's a suitcase bomb. When it's cooking, it's cooking. We're cooking, and it's in Canada, right? Albanian terrorists have placed a suitcase bomb in Canada in an attempt to infiltrate the bomb into the USA.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's good. That's terrific, and I'll tell you why. It is cost-effective.
Well, it's producing. That's what it is.
No, it's really great.
Oh, listen, I can tell you stories. Cecil B. DeMille, all right? The greatest show on Earth. He needs an elephant.
I got the president on the line.
1 minute. Hey. 1 minute. DeMille, right? Needs an elephant for a reshoot. You know what he does?
Ames here. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir?
You listening?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's listening to me.
Well, I'm listening. Huh?
Okay.
Listen.
The suitcase bomb.
Ooh, good title for a movie.
Please, write it down. Mm-hmm. Don't editorialize.
The thinking is terrorism.
Act one, Albania denies everything. President comes out in the air. Be calm. You know what I'm gonna need right away? Mm. You better get me Johnny Dean, Liz Butsky, and the Fad King.
Isn't Johnny Dean in the,
Back in Nashville. Okay, act two.
We don't need an act two.
Don't forget, you know, Fad King. We don't need an act two?
Well, we just have to hold our interest for 11 days till the election.
It's a teaser.
It's a teaser, absolutely right.
Grace!
Yeah?
Teaser.
Well, they're getting a really good reaction on the Albania thing.
Hello, John? You two-bit redneck shit kicker, how the heck are you? Get out. He's got a new wife. Right now he's riding around in a pickup truck with a shotgun and a dog.
Conrad feigns laughter.
Listen, we need you here yesterday. All right? Yeah. Come on, get your ass out here.
President wonders about the possible Albanian backlash.
Can't have a war without an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We could have one, but it'd be a very dull war.
How long do we need him here for?
We're done in 11 days.
11 days, John. We need you. You want to write a song for us? Is there going to be a back end on this thing?
What?
Is there going to be a back end on this thing?
What? Back end?
Yeah, you know, percentage points, money.
Yeah, count on.
Where's the back end coming from?
Lots of cash, John.
Looks like that thing with the yellow ribbons.
The thing with the yellow ribbons?
Yeah, the hostages.
Hostages?
Yeah. They tied the yellow ribbons around everything.
Oh, yeah, but that was a naturally occurring... What, that was a put-up, John?
All right. Grace! Grace!
Yes, what?
Jeez.
I want you to get Johnny a ticket, okay?
Fat King on two.
Okay. He's riding around in a pickup truck right now with a shotgun and a dog.
Are you shitting me?
King! Listen, yeah, got a thing here, product placement. Of course there's a back end.
Stanley's team has arrived.
It's a ribbon.
It can't be a ribbon.
What's wrong with a ribbon?
Because age is a ribbon, the yellow ribbon thing had a ribbon, fuck ribbons.
Look, Canada, okay? Our neighbor to the north all of a sudden transformed into that place from whence, like the north wind, terror comes.
I like that. Keep talking, that's
what
good.
What guards us against Canada?
Mm. I guard the Canadian border.
The Mounties guard the border. Mountie hats.
No, stupid fucking hats.
What, Davy Crockett had a hat? We made a fortune.
Davy Crockett, you could crush him. See, when you felt stupid, you could crush him and put him in your pocket. You can't put a Mountie hat in your pocket. You need a pocket the size of fucking Detroit. Forget it. No good.
See, this is what producing is. You put me in a room with talent.
Ooh.
Electric.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking armbands. That's what I'm thinking.
I like that.
Armbands is good.
And I'm thinking green. Okay, not like Kelly green. Last year, number one selling color in new cars in America was green. People like green, but not...
Hunter.
Hunter green. Strong. Pride.
Write that
dignity.
Down?
Okay. But not Kelly green, you know what I mean?
I like it with a hat.
Power. Dignity.
Put it with a hat, I think we've got ourselves.
Maybe.
You see that?
Could be. Masculine. Right?
Sit on my lap if you love me. But don't put your hand down there.
No, I didn't mean it.
You'll take a short nap while you...
See, I just thought you should see it. I don't think it should be a song.
I'm glad that your mama's
not here. No. I didn't mean for you to do a song about it. I just thought it was funny. I don't think it's appropriate for what we're doing. I just meant for you to see it.
I guard the Canadian border.
Hey! The president spent the weekend pressing the flash. He wasn't campaigning. He was dating, actually.
Connie, change this. Thank you.
Behind the mention of Albania, of his stomach flu, taking refuge these scant days away from the election.
Young girl in rubble, she was driven from her home by Albanian terrorists. Uh-huh. Okay, it is her we are mobilizing to defend.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or is it she? What do you say?
It is her we are mobilizing.
Okay, can we get her a kitten?
Oh, yeah.
Young girl in rubble with a kitten.
Good, that's good.
Okay, you see, this is too, it's too static. Young girl running from the village. Right? More
energy. Turn to face these terrible charges, to answer all of these questions.
What's this, Stanley?
Well, these are headshots, girls to play the victim in our news footage. Okay, write this down. Young girl running from village towards camera, grainy, handheld, you know, news footage. Send it to everyone. What do you think it is? Your people? Huh? I like the sorrowful one.
What the hell is this again?
Young Albanian girl running from a home.
I like this broad right here.
Where? No, yours is too Texan.
We're locked into Albania. Why?
Albania's hard to ride.
What are you looking at me for? It's the name of the country.
Albania, Albania.
That rhymes. Mm-hmm. John Belushi?
Jim.
Jim Belushi?
Jim Belushi what?
Albanian.
Jim Belushi's Albanian?
Surest thing you know. Are you kidding? Anybody know anybody who's ever eaten in an Albanian restaurant?
Is there such a thing as an Albanian restaurant?
Has to be. They have to eat.
Is it a national dish?
Well, nobody would know, right? We can make it up. So,
Jim Belushi is Albanian.
Oh, yeah.
The musician, Johnny Green, looks pensive. Discussions continue late into the night. Conrad's reclining by the palatial poolside.
Put it on your head.
Catch me, Border Patrol.
What
is it?
What time is it?
Is it?
303.
Great idea. Okay, so men and women of the 303 detachment with their
black leopard skin.
With their berets.
303.
How about all black, right?
That's good.
Or is it
black?
A little like
leopard. It's good.
Wear it on your head.
A strange rippling perspective looking up at the group from under the turquoise water.
Tiger, the American dream.
The next morning.
Tiger, the American dream.
John is strolling through the grounds, which are shrouded with mist, playing his guitar, whilst inside, everyone's watching TV.
Everybody's always in a hurry these days.
If they're not rushing somewhere, they'll be changing something that doesn't need changing.
That's why I'm glad we're standing behind the president.
Sure we are. It just makes good sense. You don't want to change horses in midstream.
Why are they sticking with this age-old horseshit? Why are they sticking with the same old garbage? Who hires these people?
I mean, I feel insulted just having seen it. You know what I mean?
It's offensive.
It's bad.
Poorly costumed.
New York Times, Washington Post, war. Time's got the Firefly Girl in the style section. Post on page 12. It's good. Hello?
Yeah.
It's very important. Listen up, Connie.
Yeah.
It's all war. You're doing good.
Would you vote for that person based on that commercial?
You know I don't vote.
Why don't you vote?
Last time I voted that one time, Major League Baseball, when they started the fans voting thing, and I voted for Boo Powell for first base. He didn't get in, and it just disappointed me. It stayed with me. It's futile. That was it.
You've never voted for president?
No. Do you vote?
No. I always vote for the Academy Award, but I never win.
Liz, do you vote?
Mm?
Do you vote?
No, I don't vote, no. I don't like the rooms. Too claustrophobic. I can't vote in small places.
It's about that time.
Conrad stretches, puts on his hat, then gets up off a sun lounger.
We got the Albanian girl with a cat,
good.
With a kitten,
mm-hmm.
with a dog.
I don't want a dog. I asked for a kitten.
I understand that.
I want a kitten.
I understand that.
I asked
but
for
the
a
pet wrangler suggested
I think I need to speak with the president before you decide on an animal.
Okay.
I don't understand. Can't they find me a kitten that listens?
I'm sure they can.
Listen to me. Albanian terrorists have a staging area for their atomic workshop. That's why he's free.
Listen to this. Just follow me this. What if it wasn't Albania, okay? Let's say it was Italy. I can get my hands on a lot of walking around cash if it's Italy because listen to this concept. The boot. Give him the boot. What if a shoe was the fat?
Perfect.
A shoe fat.
Okay, the little girl is coming toward the camera and it's handheld. And what does she have in her hands? A kitten.
Better.
Okay.
See, Albania doesn't really do anything for me. I think that's the problem.
We're locked into Albania.
Why is that? You keep saying that.
The president's going to go to war with Albania in about 30 minutes.
You're declaring war in Albania?
No, we're not declaring war. We're going to war. We haven't declared war since the Second World War.
We're going to war.
We're going to war.
We're going to war.
Going to war.
This late-breaking news just in from Air Force One. The President of the United States has said that he apologizes for the need for secrecy, and he assures that it is necessary for the safety of the men and women in combat. He says that the Republic of Albania, long a staging ground for terrorism around the world, he is mentioning that a state of war is or is about to happen between the United States and the Republic of Albania.
How many kittens do we have, Grace?
How many kittens are plenty, Stanley. I called.
All right, people. Let's get started. Okay? Hi.
Hello, my name is Stanley Moss. I'll be your producer this morning. What I'd like you to do, miss, what is your name?
Tracy Lyme.
Tracy, stand against that wall, and on my signal, action, I want you running toward me, screaming. Can we get you anything?
Fine.
About a cup of tea, a little milk, low fat, no? You okay? Okay, fine. Let's just try one, okay? Why don't we just try
one? Is this a national? Is that the case?
Well, it's a little bit of a...
Go on for a direct buyout.
Yeah, why don't you just have your radio...
Mom,
what the hell is this?
Fine. I'm so
what is this, a menagerie?
I
want a kitten.
I can't wait to put this on my resume.
I just want kittens.
Tracy, can I talk to you for a minute, please? This is a special kind of situation. It's a funny kind of situation.
Well, sir, we have a schnauzer and what appears to be a...
It's a Lhasa Apso.
Lhasa Apso?
It couldn't have been simpler. Kittens.
What you got here is basically a cross between a dog and what is substantially...
No, I don't want a cross. I just want kittens.
Absolutely,
now,
sir. Absolutely. The president would like a kitten.
No, I want a kitten.
We'll get a kitten.
Let's get rid of all the dogs and just keep the kitten.
Miss, excuse me. I'm going to have you sign this little sheet of paper here.
Well, my agent would be real, real miffed with me.
Well, this doesn't have to do with your deal. This is your security clearance. Right there.
The girl signs the document.
Nice signature. Thank you, Tracy.
Nice to meet you, Tracy.
Inside the gallery, the director is setting up camera angles.
This is a nice one.
No, no, but that's not a kitten. That's a cat. These are kittens.
They just wanted to give you some options.
Yes, but it's too confusing, and that guy keeps pushing the lopso-opso. Fix it in the mix. We'll do it optically.
All right. We're going to do it digitally.
Okay, let's try to shoot one. Okay, Stacy.
Tracy,
I want you to stand right over here, okay? Here you go. Right there.
These are chips.
Yes.
She's been given a large bag of chips.
Hold the bag when you run.
We need it for the arm position on the screen. It'll be a kitten.
Can I hold a kitten?
No, we'll punch it in later, right there.
You're gonna punch in a kitten later?
Yes.
Why?
Okay.
For a wider set of options.
Up.
A wider option of what?
Of kittens.
Sir?
Yes?
All kidding aside, when this goes national, I get to put it on my resume?
Actually, no.
Because, like, what is it, a guild thing or something? I mean...
You can never tell anyone you did this.
What could they do to me?
They'd come home to your house and kill you.
The president.
Stop the makeup. She's been raped by terrorists. Jump out, please.
Well, okay, Larry, it's time to shoot now. And they're going to do the kitten thing optically.
Yes, that's right, Mr. President. Yes, I don't know how they do the kitten optically, but they know what they're doing.
The studio lights are dimmed.
Sir, she's not an illegal immigrant, is she? Could I see the contract, please?
Why is it so flat?
Because the president cannot employ an illegal immigrant. Let me see.
Let's use more spray.
Cover up.
Okay. Let's keep working, people. Are we getting there? Okay, good. Put the village behind her.
As Tracy runs in front of the studio's blue backdrop, on a gallery monitor, a picture of a village is superimposed behind her.
Give me some flames.
A stone dwelling begins to smolder.
I want some screaming.
Screaming's good.
Some sound of screaming. Well, you know, it might be good as ooh-ah sirens.
What the hell is ooh-ah?
You know, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, Anne Frank.
Oh, okay, that's good, yeah.
Oh, find us the Anne Frank sirens.
Oh, that's chilling. That gives me goosebumps.
Find us the ooh-ahs.
Hello? Yeah, we're gonna be back in Washington when?
We'll be back tonight.
Tonight is. It seems that Senator Neal has discovered something.
Well, it makes no difference about Senator Neal. I don't care what Senator Neal's got. We got a war.
Look at that girl. Doesn't she look Albanian? Looks like she was born and raised in Albania.
Mm-hmm.
Got an instinct for casting. Don't ask me why.
Okay, we're gonna do it again, sweetie. What's her name? Stacy?
Tracy.
Tracy. One more time, Tracy. You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Could she be running across a bridge?
She's running across a burning bridge.
A few taps on the computer keyboard, and suddenly Tracy is fleeing over a bridge.
That's good.
That's beautiful.
Of course, we'll need some water.
Oh, is it a stream?
No, I think...
A pond?
No, I think it's a calico kitten.
She's running across with a kitten. Can we have a calico kitten, please? Floyd, punch in a calico kitten. I have 19 screens here. I can't see one calico kitten.
The thinking is, as of this moment, a small calico kitten, sir.
A calico kitten appears on a bank of monitors.
Calico kitten.
Okay.
There it is. We have a small calico kitten, sir. Calico.
What?
The president wants a white one.
He wants a white one? A white? Let me talk to him.
He's mobilizing the 6th Fleet.
Connie, can I please talk to him?
He's mobilizing the 6th Fleet.
Why do I hate it when they start to meddle? Can we have a white one, please? He wants a white one.
All the calico kittens become white.
Thank you.
Tracy's image is loaded up onto the monitors. Then the bag of chips she's been clutching is transformed into a white cat.
Are we ready yet?
How soon do you think we'll be able to get this cut?
Oh, we're going to be done about 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, that's good. We can link that to the press. They can downlink it on Telstar 401 Transporter 21.
Makes you glad you've lived this long.
On TV.
And this just in, a Newsbreak special report from the Albanian front. We've just received information that the young Albanian national fleeing in this video is attempting to escape terrorist reprisals in her village.
Tracy runs for cover, clutching the cat.
America has seldom witnessed a more poignant picture of the human race than that which armed
Fantastic. Great.
That was good.
They used the same process with the last Schwarzenegger movie.
Fantastic.
Isn't that amazing how they do that? And you know what? Conrad, this is only the beginning. Where do we get the song? Then you have the song, the image, the merchandising tie-ins, you know? This is only the beginning.
We were right.
You're the man. You're the man.
To the beginning.
Beginning.
Great beginning.
Oh, got your car. I hate it when they send these long ones. Did you make the turn okay?
Not a problem.
I'm sorry, Conrad. You think it's too ostentatious?
Just fine. I'll stretch out.
Okay, good. Just make do.
Okay.
I'll see you in Nashville.
In the limo.
Go with the two-tone hat. I don't care. You work it out. You. You must have had similar situations. I'll call you from the
There are unconfirmed reports at this time from a reliable source that things are in motion. What I'm hearing, and this is a quote, the president is looking for a swift, painless, and victorious conclusion to the war. However, the source will not go on record. All I can tell you is this comes from the highest level.
New York Times, Washington Post, Detroit Register, Sacramento Bee, all in remission. No mention of the Firefly Girl. None.
10 days to go. Big Bird touches down when?
We're bringing him in tomorrow, 5 a.m.
Anything at the airport?
Well, the press thought no. What do you think?
This is what I think. Is it going to rain?
Can you get me the weather tomorrow morning, Andrews, 5 a.m.?
A young Albanian girl dressed in her whatever. Now, is there some festival, some harvest festival, an Albanian harvest festival, something like that?
Right, get on this right away. Find me a harvest festival, Albanian harvest festival.
There's gotta be something. So anyway, she gives him the sacred whatever it is, blah, 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 telling him this is a sacred traditional offering given to the man who ties the first sheaf, the last sheaf, who the fuck knows what sheaf, blah, blah, blah.
This is good. Is she saying this in Albanian?
She's speaking in Albanian because this is the only way it could be understood by her sacred and sainted and aged mother who's being there with her tradition.
We're picking them up now.
Blah, 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 too.
Someone's tailing their car and listening in on them.
You have brought peace not only to this... No, the child speaks. A face of innocence, no cynicism. The child says, blah, blah, blah.
Are you getting this? Uh-huh.
Now the old broad starts to break down and cry. Big Bird shrugs off his Secret Service, goes over to her, covers her with his own coat, end of story.
Can you find out if there's any chance we could get some rain tomorrow at Andrews? Thank you.
How is Big Bird holding up, by the way?
Oh, he's good. He does want to know if we get him back into office. What does your fellow Moss want?
I don't know. Ambassador to Toto, I don't know.
No rain tomorrow at Andrews, but they do have rain tomorrow at Boca Raton.
Then direct the plane to Boca.
Okay, Connie says let's divert the plane to Boca. Connie? What's happening?
Two 4x4s with blacked-out windows and flashing sirens force the limo to stop. Then a man in shades and a trench coat knocks on the window.
Help you? What's the problem?
Well, we're really in a rush here. Do you know who we are?
I'm afraid that's the trouble, Miss Ames.
CIA. Yeah, CIA.
A sign outside a Mexican restaurant reads, closed for private party.
I have this to say.
Especialmente.
CIA agents guarding the entrance open the door for a man who's just arrived. Inside, presidential candidate Senator John Neal is on TV.
What am I going to do? Explain that to me. I have a 3-year-old daughter, eventually headed for orthodontia. What am I going to do? Oh, God, now that the CIA knows, I'm going to lose everything, my career, my reputation. What am I going to do?
Breathe it through.
Oh, breathe it through.
Took you long enough.
We found him as soon as we could, sir.
All right. After I'm done with him, what do they want me to do? Lug him back to the district or dump him out in the country? Let the FBI trip over.
Legal department says you pick. Depends on what we want to do with them.
This is a Newsbreak special report on the war in Albania. We've just received more details on the young Albanian girl seen running for her life. The young girl is trying to escape after hearing her family was killed. Apparently there was a family connection in Canada.
The new arrival joins Conrad and Winifred.
Two things I know to be true. There's no difference between good flan and bad flan. And there is no war. Guess who I am?
I would like to point out that I am under medical care and taking medication, the side effects of which have rendered me a little...
Quite touching.
Well, I also take this opportunity to suggest that equally, I admit to nothing, and I would like my lawyer present.
We show, and NSA confirms, there are no nuclear devices on the Canadian border. There are no nuclear devices in Albania. Albania has no nuclear capacity. Our spy satellites show no secret terrorist training camps in the Albanian hinterland. The Border Patrol, the FBI, the RCMP report no untoward activity along our picturesque Canadian border. The Albanian government is screaming its defense. The world is listening. There is no war.
Of course there's a war. I'm watching it on television.
And who might you be when it's all said and done?
My name is Conrad Breen.
Who do you work for?
Nobody whose name you want me to say, Mr. Young, I promise you.
It's all well and good, but when the fit hits the shan, somebody's gonna have to stay after school. Who do you suppose that might be?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The spy satellites show it, Mr. Breen. They show no war.
Then what good are they if they show no war? I mean, what are we spending $250 billion a year in the Defense Department? What good are they if they show nothing? And what, are they useless? Are they just broke or what? I mean, what is it?
I would like to point out further that these medications taken in conjunction...
If there's no threat, then where are you? Let me go you one more. If there's no threat, what good are you?
Mr. Breen, you are the threat.
I'm the threat. I am the threat. Well, what have I been doing the last 30 years that you haven't been doing? You want to fill me in on that?
The last 30 years, Mr. Breen, I have been working to ensure the security of my country.
As have we all. And I would like to point out that the security of this country...
But if forced to choose between the security of your country and the security of your job, which would you pick?
Not...
And while you hesitate, permit me to suggest that they are one and the same, your country and your job.
I'm doing my job, Mr. Breen. That's what you see me doing.
I'm doing my job.
What is it you are doing?
I'm doing my job, too. And let me ask you something. Let me ask you a simple question. Why do people go to war? Why do they go to war?
I'll play your silly game.
Okay, why do they go to war?
To ensure their way of life.
Would you go to war to do that?
I have.
And if you went to war again, who would it be against? Huh? Your ability to fight a two-ocean war against who? Who? Sweden and Togo? That time has passed. It's over. The war of the future is nuclear terrorism. It is, and it'll be against a small group of dissidents who, unbeknownst perhaps to their own governments, have blah, 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 blah. And to go to that war, you have to be prepared. You got to be alert. The public has got to be alert, because that is the war of the future. And if you're not gearing up to fight that war, then eventually the axe will fall, and you're going to be out in the street. And you could call this a drill. You could call this job security. You could call it anything you like. But I got one for you. You said go to war to preserve your way of life. Well, Chuck, this is your way of life. And if your spy satellites don't see nothing, if there ain't no war, then you can go home and prematurely take up golf, my friend. Because there ain't no war but ours.
Later, outside, Conrad is shaking hands with the CIA men.
Thank you. Thank you.
Drive carefully.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Conrad and Winifred get in the back of the limo, and the CIA boss waves them off.
Nice enough people, they just hadn't thought it through.
Oh, no, you talked to Sandra about music.
No, we just got the label. All right, we're on our way to Nashville.
What?
Oh,
I said you could talk a dog off me, trust.
Thank you. No, we just got stuck. It's okay, all systems 5x5. See you in Nashville. Yeah.
You know, you saved our bacon. It was just a phenomenal performance. But you turned him around. You turned him around like a...
Well, they just hadn't thought it through.
Oh.
At an airport, ground staff guard a plane into its stand.
He's moving across the tarmac. But it appears something has distracted the president, and he has stopped moving towards the waiting motorcade. It appears there's a little girl trying to speak to the president. It seems she's speaking in, is it Albanian? Can we get someone up there to translate?
Dan, I think what she is saying is that this wheat offering is sort of ceremonial and that it is the first sheaf, the first cut of the harvest. I'm not proficient in Albanian, but the older woman is quite taken as the president is offering her the coat. It's quite an emotional moment here.
There comes a time in the course of human events
when a threat must be answered with courage and strength.
Now in a Nashville studio, a group of singers is being conducted by Johnny Green.
Now it's time to guard their dreams.
Watching from the other side of a pane of glass, Stanley looks delighted. A yellow cab pulls up outside the studio.
Our country's built on the rock of liberty,
and we its people must keep it free. It is for life,
liberty,
the pursuit of happiness.
Stanley's almost moved to tears, and Johnny conducts with a smile.
I love the fat, wet Albanian broad.
Oh, thank you.
You know, why was understated. So you got lucky with the rain, too.
Well, we had to divert the plane to Boca Raton.
No, you should have come to me. We have rain machines. I'm a producer. I make rain.
Next time.
I have just gotten word that the situation in Albania is resolved.
What?
That it is resolved. The CIA confirms that our troops along the Canadian border and overseas are standing down. And I must take this opportunity to call upon our president to state...
What did you mean the situation has been resolved?
He just ended the war.
He ended the war?
Why did he have to go and do that?
I think the CIA just cut a better deal.
He ended the war?
The Fat King arrives.
I can't. He can't end the war. He's not producing this.
Oh. I think this is a bad taste. Can we stop this? Stop. It's over.
Okay.
Can we stop this? How do you stop this?
Stop it, choir.
Just knock it off, please.
What?
It has been quite a week, Richard. I can't remember when any president of the United States was hit with the flu, a war, and accused of sexual misconduct by a teenage girl all in the same 7-day period. This, of course, only days before he runs for re-election.
We have just received information from sources at the CIA that confirms the cessation of hostilities with
Albania. CIA.
CIA. I thought they let us out of there too easily.
That was over, guys.
No!
It's over. I saw it on television.
I'm gonna have to sell my house.
The war's not over. No, the war isn't over.
I saw it on TV.
No, they hired me for. No. The war isn't over till I say it's over, okay? This is my picture. This is not the CIA's picture. You think you're in a tight spot now. All right, Conrad, try making the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Tell him, King.
Three of the horsemen died.
Hear what he's saying? Three of the horsemen died 2 weeks before the end of principal photography. This is nothing. This is nothing. This is just act one, the war. Now we really do need an act two. So we work. Act two.
You know what it's like?
What?
The Japanese.
What?
In the caves.
Go on.
Okinawa.
Go on.
They didn't believe the war was over.
That's right. So now we have a guy who doesn't believe... No. We have an American serviceman.
A brave American serviceman is left behind.
A hero. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. What was I thinking? We had a war, we forgot the hero. You can't have a war and not have a hero. It's like we sent him the Christmas card and we left out the what do you call it?
Fruitcake.
There you go. All right. Let's work. Okay? We got a guy who's left behind. So, this is terrific. Oh, this is lucky this happened. Was left behind, who was just discarded like an old shoe.
Oh, that's good.
What?
That's good.
What's good?
That's great.
What did I say?
Shoe.
Old shoe?
Yeah.
It's just instinct. Okay. Conrad. I want you to give me the Pentagon, a list of people in all military special programs. Left behind, like an old shoe. That is good.
It's good.
Okay, I want to talk to Johnny beyond the glass. Johnny? Johnny?
Yeah, what is it?
The war is over. Okay, now we're going to need a new song. I think it should be a song about a shoe, a shiny shoe, a black patent shoe, a good old shoe.
I was just on my way to get drunk.
Yes, you get drunk, John, but I need a new song, okay? A good old shoe song. It should be a ballad of loss and, you want to help me?
Redemption.
Loss and redemption is very, very good.
Oh, shit. What key do you want it in?
No, I don't know keys. Johnny. I got a lot of people here who are a little depressed because the war just ended. Please give me a new song.
All right, I got him on the phone.
King?
Yeah.
Pentagon. Take it.
I need a list of military special programs. Programs.
Bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who they're playing with.
Yeah.
You see, that's...
All-star.
They don't
All-star
shut team. Down our
this
picture.
You people gotta be long. Otherwise, I put away the equipment.
I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm supposed to be writing a song.
Writing a song?
Yeah.
What kind of song is it?
Is there anybody there named Schumann?
What?
Schuster?
Schumacher.
I got a great idea. Johnny, great idea. Old shoe, new shoe, okay?
Daddy had a hound dog.
used to call him Boo. His favorite thing to play with used to be my good old shoe.
So you hit that 16th.
Well, I wish I had a woman who was half as good and true.
Hey, they keep me
out. Anybody here know Morse code?
What are you gonna do with Morse code?
Give me the facts. Sergeant William Schumann, U.S. Army, serial number 21312841262.
Good old shoe.
Cause here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Good old shoe. Good old shoe. Whatever road you're walking, he will get you through.
He's in a sweater, and he's we drop him behind enemy lines, and he's trapped.
Sweater.
In the sweater.
Good.
Is there a way we can make it sound old and scratchy? Yes.
Stanley joins Conrad looking into the studio.
With an old label, I see where you're going with this.
Oh, shoot. Hey, good old shoe. Good old shoe. Stand up straight and tall the way he taught you to.
I'll write a speech.
I'll help you with the speech.
The president reveals that William Schumann.
Oh, shoot.
Was trapped behind enemy lines.
This is good.
Heartfelt.
Touching.
Touching. Oh, people will weep.
Now the record Good Old Shoe is revolving on a turntable. At the White House, Conrad, Stanley and Winifred walk along the basement corridor and breeze into the war room.
All right, here's a speech, President's speech. Put this in the Library of Congress right away. Folk music section 1930, right away, please. Get it in the stacks in the Library of Congress now.
A peace headline.
Oh, God.
Who's seeing the guy from CBS tonight? Oh, tonight, you remember some song from the folk song day, something about a good old shoe.
Tonight.
You're with him tonight watching the President's speech when the President starts
what
saying...
What if he's busy tonight?
Well, lure him.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is I don't have to be your confessor, darling. Tell him you've got some info on the president's sex scandal. It's on your conscience. Believe me, he'll drop whatever he's doing, okay? Now, folks, this is a shitty business, and it needs no ghost come from the grave to tell us that. But Lord willing and Jesus tarries, 8 days from now, I'm going to be taking you folks into the second term. Wait till you hear the speech tonight, the 303 speech. Great. Where's it, Fat King, by the way?
Oh, I'll get him.
Can we go now, please, people? A good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow.
Conrad. How are they doing on Sergeant Schumann?
They're working on him. They're finding him.
Good. It's working. It's all happening, people. It's taking place around us, okay?
People, it is in the works. It is being addressed.
Right.
We are being proactive. We are going out tonight with what may be the finest example of
Give me an update on the Army, the Pentagon. Get this guy Schumann and put him on hold, okay? I'm standing by.
People, I gotta tell you, I see a lot of glum faces now. Please, don't be disconsolate.
This is politics at its finest.
This is where the rubber meets the road, and I'm here to tell you, we've got a leader going out tonight to 95 million American homes. He's going to turn this thing around.
Yeah.
You think this is tough? I was 4 months into production on the Song of Solomon, found out I didn't have the rights.
Hey, turn it up. It's our spot.
I'm going to talk about tough. This is nothing. Will you look at that shit?
Not while he's sick, because you don't change horses in midstream.
Yeah, hi, sir. Hello, sir, yes.
Don't change horses.
I like how that sounds.
Conrad makes a masturbating gesture.
Don't the music. Where did they get that?
Okay.
Right.
Relax
yes.
The
president. What?
He won't do it.
What do you mean he won't do it?
He won't do the speech.
What do you mean he won't do it?
He won't do the speech.
What do you mean? What choice does he have? What do you mean he won't do the speech? He won't do our speech?
No, he says it's corny.
It's what? It's corny? Corny? Of course it's corny. We wouldn't have him say the flipping thing if it wasn't corny. Look, no, it's not a question. This is the setup for the whole rest of the thing. Don't tell me it's corny. We're locked into this speech, right? We're locked in. We are playing way past this. We are past this. Okay. Corny. This is what I need.
But once you give me 30 secretaries, you put them in an office now, okay? Would you do that? You just tell them I'm coming up. I need to see the president. I need 5 minutes of his time. Speech is corny. You know what this reminds me of? Years ago when I first went out to Hollywood, they said to me, it's too theatrical. They knew I was from the theater, so everything that was over their heads, it's too theatrical.
Not theatrical. He thinks it's too corny.
Oh, don't tell me the speech is corny. Just tell him I'm coming up. I'm coming up.
My fellow Americans, I thank a merciful God. And I am sure each and every one of us will thank that supreme power, whatever we conceive that power to be, that peace is at hand. The threat of nuclear terrorism has been quelled. You know, Mr. President, I'm just using a little more projection because I think that this speech needs just a little bit of, you know, bear with me.
Later, the doors of the president's Oval Office open, and Conrad and Winifred watch in bewilderment as the secretaries, who've listened to Stanley reading the speech, file out in floods of tears. A woman kisses Stanley's hands before leaving. Later.
You know, Connie, I felt very much at home in there. Simple quirk of fate. I could have gone this way. It's all a change of wardrobe. So, what do you think? Was it too much?
I'll tell you, Stanley, you did it.
Yeah?
You did it. You jumped in there and saved a thing when a thing needed saving.
You don't think it was too much?
Well, personally, maybe it was...
Of course, the president doesn't have to say it that way, Connie.
Well, it's like Plato once said.
What?
It doesn't matter how the fuck you get there as long as you get there.
He said that? Connie, what is it exactly you do for the president?
My fellow Americans,
I must tell you,
thank a merciful God, and I'm sure each and every one of us will thank that supreme power, whatever we conceive that power to be, that peace is at hand.
The president is reading from an auto cue.
The threat of nuclear terrorism has been quelled. We are in contact with the Albanian premier, who assures me, and this government credits his assurances, that his country does not wish us ill. And
has any Latin?
Hi, Claudius. That's what I know.
I need a Latin motto. I need a Latin motto for the patch. The 303 patch.
But by a designation number, 303. A member of that group was left behind what were then enemy lines. And I can only say to those family members of Group 303, whose members are, I know as I speak, gathering to comfort you. To the parents of the missing man, I can only say, no effort will be spared to find this brave man and bring him home. We've just received this photograph of Schumann in captivity, held by a dissident group of Albanian terrorists. Now, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Morse code, but could you bring the camera closer in here, please? You'll see his sweater is worn. It has been unraveled in places, and those places form dashes and dots. Dashes and dots, and those dots spell out a message in the Morse code. And that message is, courage, Mom. Courage, Mom. You got the message through. Courage, Mom.
Not bad for government work. Yeah? Having a good time?
Haven't had this much fun since live TV.
To the men and women of Unit 303, to my fellow citizens, I say, courage, Mom. I have informed the Albanian government that we will not rest until the safe return of Sergeant Schumann. I'm told his unit mates gave him the nickname Old Shoe.
Wasn't there an old folk song called Old Shoe? Do you remember that? Something like... I don't know, I can vaguely remember it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Old Shoe?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. And God bless.
Trump that, Senator Neal, you howdy-doody-looking vance.
As we reported earlier, U.S. serviceman Willie Schumann remains missing behind enemy lines.
It's all, you know, thinking ahead. That's what producing is.
It's like being a plumber.
Yes, like being a plumber. Do your job right, nobody should notice.
Mm-hmm.
Only when you fuck up, everything gets full of shit.
Mm-hmm. ...symbol of his elite military team, Sergeant William Schumann, the Old Shoe.
What do you say we line up the president for the Peace Prize?
Hey, our job ends on election day.
Oh, yes, but come on.
Just for the symmetry of the thing?
That's right.
Well, if Kissinger can win the Peace Prize, I wouldn't be surprised to wake up and find out I'd won the Preakness.
Well, yes, but our guy did bring peace.
Yeah, but there wasn't a war.
All the greater accomplishment.
With the Capitol building lit up in the background, Conrad and Stanley are in a black limo, which is being driven down a dark, rain-soaked street. It pulls up, and the two men get out and go to the trunk, which is filled with old pairs of trainers with their laces tied together.
Where's the money in? Where's the tie in the throwing away of the old shoes? I mean, who steps up and pays you for that?
You throw away the old shoes. What are you going to do?
You buy new ones.
We have some very powerful new friends at the International Association of Shoe Manufacturers.
Jeez, you guys sure got around.
Oh, Fat King is my hero. You want to go first?
Sure.
Go
ahead.
Conrad throws a pair into a treetop.
History, Connie!
A young boy joins them.
Those are ratty shoes.
Yeah, well, that's why we're flinging them away. Hey, you want to try some?
Go ahead. Go ahead. That up, boy. Here, do it again. Go ahead, have a ball.
The laces catch on a branch.
Okay, watch this. Ah! Go on, tell your friends.
A radio broadcast.
Well, this is interesting. I have just been handed this. Something I just discovered, a 1930s recording, part of the folk song collection of the Library of Congress. And a fitting song, if I may say so, about Schumann. You know, Schumann is the military soldier who's been left behind enemy lines.
Poll results show 37% in favor. City streets are festooned with old pairs of shoes.
Jim, could I get a word with you, please? Would you like to comment on the situation in Albania?
Yes, there is one thing I'd like to say. And this is to the Albanian that have this man in custody. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart, as one of your race. Unam Shqiptar, nuk ula fosa shuma mire.
I didn't know Jim Belushi was Albanian.
In a factory canteen, a worker points to a picture of Schumann on TV. A male worker is wearing a Bring 'Em Home t-shirt, and another, one emblazoned with the words, Fuck Albania. 8 days to the election. The percentage in favour rises to 41%. A pair of boots swinging from a tree are cast into silhouette by the blurred white dome of the Capitol building. There are now only 6 days until the election.
Tell Grace as soon as we land, I want a reflexologist.
Male or female?
The Polish lady.
Yeah, White House wants to know about the Congressional Medal of Honor.
What about it?
For Schumann.
Well, wait a minute. We got 86% in favor. We bring him back tomorrow. The charts go up. They don't go down. I mean, I don't want to tell them how to do their business, but why don't they do it after the election? Makes more sense and it'll help them more.
When are you bringing him back, Schumann?
Okay, show him the thing.
It's not really done. You didn't want to show him.
Show it to him. All right. Talk about enlarging the market. Tell him, Faith.
Here it is. Artist rendering of the memorial.
The memorial.
Mm-hmm.
That's the memorial of the fallen.
Of the Albanian campaign.
Lovely.
Oh, it's better than lovely. This guy made a deal with Governor Nehi of Vermont.
Senator Leahy.
Right. Connie, you ought to see how much granite that you have to put in this.
We got a site picked out and everything.
And the beauty part is, guess who retains the merchandising rights?
Show him the clock?
Show him the clock.
Show him.
Look at this. Got it as a clock.
Lovely. Yeah. We got to get going.
When's Schumann coming back?
You're getting him right now.
I need his neck size.
You're going to get his neck size.
I think
it may be about 17 and a half.
You know, 17 and a half. Thinking is not good enough. I'm an artist. I'm not a factory worker.
What did he eat when he was behind the lines, when he was trapped?
I don't know. Birds, snakes.
Bullshit. He ate little tiny cheeseburgers in tin foil. You pull a string and they heat themselves up, okay? We call Burger King Johnny Rockets. We get the shoe burger with cheese and 303 sauce behind enemy lines or anytime, huh?
Good.
Isn't that good?
Good.
That's
good.
Slogan. That's the slogan, huh? And I got the copyright in the Albanian kitten thing, and I'm going to call Mikey and get Dennis Rodman to dye his hair like a leopard skin color. We're going to have a sneaker. Hair leopard.
Now, Conrad and Stanley pause to watch a TV screen.
Last night between Montgomery Bell and Blair Park, students during the game, in a spontaneous moment of sheer patriotism, threw their tennis shoes onto the court by the hundred. Just for the old shoe. Bring him back. William
Schumann,
soldier.
Ah, there's no business like this.
They head off.
You ought to get him to run that inaugural speech by me.
Inaugural speech? I don't know. White House staff's going to be jealous about giving up that one.
Oh, come on, Connie. Let me close out the thing in style. You know, I've come to feel it's my thing. You take a job, and many times it's just a job, you know? And then, yeah. You know what I mean?
Hell of a ride, Stanley. Hell of a ride.
Isn't it? Well, you know, you take the bitter with the sweet, or the sweet with the bitter. What's that expression?
They climb into the back of a sleek limo with blacked-out windows and are driven away.
And the economy. That's why we're voting for the president, Ed. What do you think?
Well, Bob, my mind wasn't 100% made up, but now it is. I say...
Don't go changing horses in midstream.
Absolutely. Who needs surprises these days?
For an economy you can rely on.
Don't fuck any amateurs. Pity of it is, two more days, and we bring it all back home.
Knock wood.
And who's gonna know? Who's gonna know what we did? Who's gonna know?
Pride of a job well done, Stan.
Oh, yes, it's the pride of a job well done, but it's more than that, Stanley.
Hmm.
Well, it's the gratitude of your party and of your president, right?
Is that the thing?
Yeah, indeed, it is. Indeed, yeah. It is.
Yeah, Dean City, Oklahoma, Army Special Programs. Tell him to bring Schumann to the plane. We'll bring him back and stash him in the hospital. Tell him to call the plane up. Tell me where to pick him up.
I'll bet you're good at chess, Connie.
I would be. I could remember how all the pieces move.
Yeah, okay, so we'll call you later. Okay.
They roll past a young boy graffitiing the words, "Courage, Mom," on a building.
You have courage, Mom.
Now the limo is parked on an airfield. Conrad, Stanley, and Winifred climb up the flight of steps onto a private jet. Later, in the air, Conrad is on the phone.
Lunacy of 303, the Defense Department confirmed early this morning, Albanian time, stormed the mountain hideaway near the city of blah, 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 freeing a tired but happy William Schumann. A high White House source confirms that he is expected in Washington tomorrow morning. How's that? Hello? Hello? Hello?
He hangs up.
So when we touch down tomorrow, Big Bird is going to meet Schumann at the airport, huh?
Big mistake. Big mistake. You got to bring him in by stages. Big mistake reveals Schumann before the election.
How so?
Sweetheart, Schumann is the shark, okay? Schumann is Jaws. You know, you have to tease him. You got to tease him. You don't put Jaws in the first reel of the movie. It's the contract, sweetheart. The contract with the election, whether they know it or not, is vote for me Tuesday, Wednesday I will produce Schumann. See, that's what they're paying their $7 for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Come on. Whatever.
You know, well, hey, everybody's got one.
Any business.
Yeah.
Any business.
You know, you take the fruit of 40 years, hard lessons, mistakes, and you call it wisdom.
That's the truth.
End of the day, just when you know something, time to go home.
Stanley, you got decades in you now. You got decades left in you.
Yeah, but what could I do to top this?
He turns back to look at a TV screen in the cabin wall. Johnny Green is crooning, and a tearful young girl in the audience is mouthing the words.
You have courage, Mom.
You see her?
Mm-hmm.
That was real tears. You know, we were going to give her those drops. She cried.
Really?
She cried real.
Well, he looks at...
Pray for me and the USA. Pray they never use the bomb.
So what are you going to do after this?
Hmm?
They owe you big, Stan. Owe you big. Ambassador to this or that, whatever.
Ambassador to what? I don't even like to go to Brentwood.
He points at the screen.
Ah, that's what I want. That's it. That's my reward. That's the payoff.
Going to go to the inaugural?
Mind if I was asked?
Now their plane comes into land. Heavy rain has created a shallow veil of mist over the tarmac. Military vehicles drive over the airfield and come to a halt. Dark figures in waterproofs get out. Stanley's straightening his tie.
You know, Connie, this here, Schumann and us, look at that. King Kong and the trainers. This is it.
I'm standing here in front of this picture of Sergeant Willie Schumann. He's become known to the American public simply as the Old Shoe. He's a war hero, a man...
It's gonna be a masterpiece.
Oh, giving them what they want.
...from his unit, Group 303, and left behind in enemy territory. Here in Andrews
Air Force Base,
they prepare for the return of Willie Schumann.
Schumann enters wearing a hood. As he lifts up his head, a flash of lightning illuminates his face.
Sergeant Schumann, if I may, welcome to history.
Sergeant Schumann, I'm Ames. Welcome.
Somebody named Breen?
Yeah, right here.
Sign here for me, please, sir.
Captain, you want to take her up, please?
There's heavy weather back east.
What do you think?
6 to 5 in Pickham. You want to chance it?
If it'll fly, let's fly. People
yeah,
are waiting
absolutely.
For them.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. 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 We want
to fly. Charlotte, the airport, breaks through the ranks, runs to Old Shoe, rubs some meat on Schumann's cuff. Little dog runs to it. The dog loves Schumann.
He is a perfect war hero.
Perfect. Okay. Well, you cast him.
Thank you.
All right, we're here.
Something is handed to Winifred.
What's this?
Keys to the manacles.
Wait, could you? Oh, my God. What is the trouble?
Here? No trouble at all, ma'am.
Well, then why is he in chains?
He's in chains, ma'am, because he's a convict.
Oh, a convict?
Schumann is humming.
How you doing?
The military vehicles drive away, leaving Winifred standing alone in the pouring rain. She re-enters the plane cabin, soaking wet, and gingerly walks around the chained and bound Schumann.
Take a look. Right. Well, when we asked for special programs, they gave us special prisons.
Yeah, well, only one word difference.
Mm-hmm. Has he been in jail long?
12 years. Uh-huh.
Does he have much longer to serve?
Hmm.
What did he do?
He raped a nun.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Gee, oh, God.
And?
I don't want to know an and. Why is there an and?
Look. He's fine as long as he gets his medications.
And if he doesn't get his medications...
He's not fine.
Right.
Captain. Yeah, Captain. You better get us back to Washington.
Schumann focuses his mad, staring eyes on Conrad.
How are you?
Fine.
The plane takes off into the night sky. Winifred is reading the instructions on Schumann's container of pills.
You're going to get me back tomorrow because, you know, tomorrow they're having beans.
I need a little readjustment. We have to rethink this.
Beans.
William, yes, we're trying to do this thing.
Yeah, well, as long as you get me back for the beans.
For the beans, yes.
He's a lot sicker than we thought. Rush him under wraps to Walter Reed for a series of tests. If you're going to keep me out, I'd kind of like a chance to go to church. You know what I mean? Are you very religious?
He licks the pills off her hand.
What have you done to me?
Winifred.
What have you done to me?
All combat takes place at night in the rain at the junction of 4 map segments.
What are you going to do?
Oh, he's fine as long as he gets his medication.
Well, speaking of that, we're going to need a whole lot of this stuff.
Then why don't you get on the phone and get it, huh?
You see, I think you people are looking at this all wrong. If you look at the backstory, you know, the guy's coming back from combat and torture. Of course he's going to be a little fucked up.
Barracuda.
Of course he's going to need a little help.
Anybody want a beer? Because I could party.
I'm going to need an ambulance. We take him at last moment from the plane. No, we land, take him from the plane, we put him in the ambulance. Air Force jet lands, we take somebody else from that jet. What the fuck do I care? Somebody in the hospital
gown. You're giving back the beans,
hello.
You know, because tomorrow's beans.
Is this dog ain't gonna hunt?
Oh, no, he's gonna be fine.
Hello.
Aren't you William?
Well, perhaps. Speaking of which, I have a prescription here. I'm gonna give you the number. I want you standing by with a lot of this stuff, a crate of it. It's, what's it?
Antipsychotic.
The number is the... Hello.
This is nothing, really. The old days, I used to think I was a pharmacist. The stuff I had to carry around. You can tell if they're putting stuff in it. You know, so you don't have to fear it.
Well, what kind of stuff? Yeah. Hello. Are you on?
What do you mean? What kind of stuff?
Hello. Yeah. No, what kind of stuff?
What do you mean?
He just wanted to know what you meant. He didn't mean.
No, yeah, what you mean?
I didn't mean, no.
No, he didn't mean nothing. He didn't mean anything.
He meant something. What do you mean?
No, he didn't mean anything by it at all.
Give another pill.
He didn't mean anything by it at all.
What the fuck do you mean? What kind of stuff?
Pill. Hello. Pill, William. This is nothing.
Mm.
Did you ever shoot in Italy? Try 3 Italian startups, whack down on Benzedrine and Grappa. This is nothing. This is a walk in the park.
Who are you, sons of bitches?
Trevor, nobody.
Just calm down.
Where are you taking me?
The lights in the cabin go out.
Sergeant Willie Schumann is coming home. Schumann's plane should be somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean, making its final descent back into this country.
The White House reported he was safely rescued and on his way back to American soil.
but we are still waiting for his plane to land at Andrews Air Force Base, a plane that is due to land, long overdue.
The president is monitoring the situation personally and closely, and we will keep you updated as to any developments. Thank you very much.
Oh, God. What do we do now, huh? Huh? What do we do now, huh, boy producer? Huh, Mr. Winning Emmy, social conscience, whale, shit, save the rainforest, peacenik, commie, fucking hire a convict, shithead? Huh? What do we do now, liberal affirmative action, shithead, peacenik, commie, fuck? What do you want to do now?
This is nothing, piece of cake.
Producing is being a samurai warrior. They pay you day in, day out for years so that one day, when called upon, you can respond. You're training at its peak and save the day.
They're standing in the burning wreckage of their plane. They focus their torches on a small portable television set.
This tardy absence of the flight must give us pause. And in that pause, we should take time to examine ourselves.
Fuck you.
Leave it alone. What did television ever do to you?
It destroyed the electoral process.
Okay, enough lovemaking. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Where?
We got work to do, Winifred. Come on, pal.
Hey, is it time for exercise? Because I know it's my day in the yard.
Let's get him out to the highway.
You think this is tough? Come on, pal.
This is Renegade, nothing. Piece of
Albanian
cake.
Dissidents. Having somehow obtained a surface to air missile.
Connie, you had your fortune right here, and you're ready to throw it away. Now listen to me. If you got a problem, solve it.
That's producing.
Oh, I'll tell you, someday when they tell this story.
Oh. Can't tell this story.
Why not?
Oh, somebody have you killed.
No. Of course, I know. Not now, but I mean when they do tell the story, Connie.
Nobody can tell this story, Stanley, ever. Listen to me. This is what I do for a living.
You can't tell this story. He's not kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell this story. You knew that. The deal was you would get in an ambassadorship.
No.
I used to have a Camaro.
I mean, what the fuck kind of story are you going to tell anyway? The guy's a nutcase.
Well, you would be, too, if you went through what he went through.
He raped a nun.
What he went through in Albania.
He's dope to the gills.
That's my little pal.
Show some compassion.
He spent the last 12 years in a military prison.
Are we going to explain that?
How are we going to explain that? Hey, am I worried?
How are we going to explain that when the world is watching?
Oh, fuck the world. Try a 10 a.m. pitch meeting, coke to the gills, no sleep, and you haven't even read the treatment.
Connie, how are we going to explain the fact that he was in prison?
How are you going to explain that? Well, you see, Winifred, this is where you've never been at a pitch. You see, his records say he was in prison, as all the records say for all the men and women of Group 303, as they must, because of the secrecy involved.
The combine harvester they're in rolls towards a beautiful sunrise. Now, at a ramshackle general store and gas station in the middle of nowhere, Conrad and Stanley are in deep discussion as they walk away from the harvester with Schumann.
I'm on top of it.
Unsure whether or not enemy action.
I'm fine, I got it.
But,
Stanley, I told you, I do this for a living.
You do what for a living? Exactly what do you do for the present?
I lost my wallet, you got any change?
How are you doing, boy?
Huh?
Okay. Ready to mix it up?
Is today laundry day?
What are you doing laundry day?
Laundry.
Stand by to copy this. No, just get a pencil. Down safely.
Produce this Schumann. Produce him, I say, or, and I don't hesitate to say this, rank him as just another in a series of broken promises.
Sustained minor injuries, flight crew being investigated for possible pilot error, transshipped to undisclosed location, blah, 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 blah.
This deserted runway should be filled with well-wishers greeting the plane carrying military officer Willie Schumann.
My cold drink.
Schumann was to return to America.
The storekeeper's glued to the Schumann TV report.
As Senator Noel was commenting, this unexplained absence of Willie Schumann deserves an explanation from the White House. We are now going live to the White House.
I have an update regarding the aircraft incident involving Sergeant Schumann. He is down safely, and he will be transshipped. But we are informed he has sustained minor injuries, which will require his being medicated for some time.
Okay, be in the cavalry. Make it fine.
See that? Political shit burns. Fuck with us, huh? They don't know what to plan.
Schumann's leering over a woman outside.
Pretty.
I'm a little concerned about the driver of the rig.
What rig?
The harvester.
What about him?
He doesn't have a screen card. He doesn't have a green card.
So what?
So,
What, do you want Schumann to be rescued by an illegal alien? We can't have Schumann being saved by an illegal immigrant.
Get on the phone. Fly in a judge. Get on the phone. What's all this moping about?
Schumann's now following the woman.
Do I?
I like the nightlife. I like to boogie.
Susie!
William?
Susie, are you all right?
Oh, no.
Susie, are you all right?
Schumann approaches the woman's back door.
Hello?
Susan, are you all right?
Let me talk to him.
What are you trying?
I think we should...
Stanley is chasing after the storekeeper.
Susie!
Talk to him. Let me talk to him.
Oh,
Shoe, you in there?
Kill
that. Wait a minute, I have a relationship. Shoe, you want to talk to me, anything you want?
Armed with a shotgun, the storekeeper kicks in the bedroom door.
Shoe, come on, Shoe. Any kind, remember that?
Oh, God, he's dead. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, he's not dead. He's alive. Like that.
Ah, jeez. So close and yet so far.
What do you mean?
Well, we were this close.
This is nothing. What are you talking about? This is nothing. This just got big.
Big? It got big. He's dead. We killed old Shu.
And what is better than the triumphal homecoming of a war hero?
Stanley smiles at Conrad and Winifred. Eight soldiers lift a coffin draped with the Stars and Stripes flag and carry it out of the hold of an aircraft.
That this great land will remain free.
A black car drives into a large air hangar. Stanley and Conrad get out of the back.
Side by side, we know no fear. Our minds are sharp.
Meanwhile, Schumann's grey-coloured coffin is carried in state past saluting troops. A collie dog runs after the coffin. The dog pauses and looks back at Conrad, who waves his fingers, encouraging it to continue after the coffin. He and Stanley share a look of mutual satisfaction. Now they're watching proceedings from an office.
Coffee?
Yes, please.
Good, looking good. Bring it all back home. Lassie barks twice and it's time to take out the garbage.
Hell of a show, Stan. Hell of a job.
It's just producing, that's what it is. You know there's no Academy Award for producing?
You're kidding.
There was no Academy Award for producing. Where do the movies come from if nobody produces them, Connie? Where do they come from?
They come from people like you, Stan. Well, you know, you just gotta take the bitter with the better. Job's almost done. Knock on wood.
We did a good job. That's our reward.
Yeah.
You know, you can't save the world. All you can do is try.
Ain't that the truth?
They both sit down on sofas in different parts of the room.
And as we said, the president, thrust of the Albanian episode to put him over the top.
Yes, you could say that, Shirley, but it's just simply not true.
What would be true then?
Well, you said it yourself earlier, and if I may rephrase, that the success of the president in the polls...
As of today, 89%
favorable. 89% favorable is based not on the events,
no,
which of course
events.
We cannot control, but on the spin given to those events.
Yes. See, what's the lesson here, Connie? Never give up. Never give up.
Well, you're right. You were right.
So must go on.
Proud tradition.
I am prouder of this than anything I ever did in my life.
The shooting, Stan.
I want to thank you, Connie. I want to thank you.
Gave me a good opportunity.
Thank you.
And as we said, the president, a surefire winner, and the campaign, many said, that put him there.
Another great race today, Johnny.
we've been right in the stakes.
Well, Eddie, like my daddy always used to say...
Well, the message is irrelevant. The main element here that we have to deal with is the fact that fear is what's driving a lot of people, okay?
Yes, commercials, 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 commercials.
So the president is a product?
Well, yes, the president is a product. He's the president of the United States of America, 89%.
Which we're dealing with today.
Yes, commercials, 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 commercials.
Now it's time the American people begin to take a look at that.
And now we're going to be taking your calls. The number is 1-800-555-0199.
Stanley walks away from Conrad, shaking his head, then starts writing down the telephone number displayed on the TV screen.
Stanley, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
I want to call somebody up.
Stan, that's very funny.
I'm going to get these people straight.
You can't do that, Stanley.
Watch me.
Stanley, you knew that. Stanley,
what?
I said, you knew the deal when you signed
up. Oh, come on. Deals change.
No. Let's re-
Sure it is.
Stanley, listen to me.
What?
Let's rethink that ambassadorship. I'm talking London. I'm talking Paris. I'm talking a secret account for your extra expenses, getting laid whenever you want. Marine guards will salute you all the time.
No, it's tempting, but I got to answer to a higher calling, Art.
Money? Okay. Okay.
Money. You think I did this for money? I did this for credit.
But you always...
For credit.
You always knew you couldn't take the credit,
Stanley. That's one thing, but I'm not going to stand here and let two dickheads from film school take it.
Stanley, listen to me.
Now, what are you talking about? Are you nuts? You're nuts.
Stanley, no fooling.
What?
You're playing with your life now.
Oh, fuck my life. Fuck my life. I want the credit. The credit. Do you know what the New York Times said about my last picture? They call it a thrill ride for the ages, but they didn't mention the producer. They talked about the costumes. But they never talked about the producer. Do you know what that picture grossed? And I don't understand here. And let some limp dick film school pansy take the credit. What?
Oh, bullshit. You can't do it.
Don't you tell me that. Don't you ever tell me that. I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish. Look at that. That is a complete fucking fraud, and it looks 100% real.
He looks out onto Schumann's funeral.
It's the best work I've ever done in my life. Because it's so honest.
Winifred is standing in the doorway. She folds her arms.
They told me I couldn't remake Moby Dick from the point of view of the whale. For $150 million domestic, I'm not even talking about the video. And I made this lame turkey fly. I did it. Pure Hollywood. Tell you right now, for once in my life, I will not be pissed on. You hear me? I want the credit. I want the credit. Take it. Goodbye. Shit.
Conrad shakes his head sadly, then looks over at a large agent wearing dark sunglasses. He nods at him resignedly while scratching his beard. The agent speaks into his cuff. Winifred.
Con, can I see you in here a minute?
Conrad follows her into the next room.
Do you swear uphold the duties and responsibilities of a citizen of the United States of America, to defend her in time of peril, to defend her from all enemies, foreign and domestic? Do you make this pledge with full resolve?
Si. Si.
The driver of the combine harvester is resting his hand on the Holy Bible. Standing at the window, Conrad looks down on Stanley as several men surround him and usher him towards a waiting car. An enormous Stars and Stripes flag is reflected on the glass of the office window as agents get in the back of the car, either side of Stanley. Now, mounted soldiers wearing leopard print capes and berets are leading the gun carriage on which Schumann's coffin is displayed. News footage shows people along the route. A man strokes his young daughter's hair as a military helicopter circles overhead. God bless the men. At the White House, the war room is being cleared out. The funeral footage continues on a TV screen in the corner.
Turning to the Hollywood page, famed film producer Stanley R. Motz died suddenly of a massive heart attack while sunbathing poolside. Mr. Motz was 57 or 62 years old, depending on the bio. His credits include numerous films which America has come to love as old classics.
A television headline reads, Newsbreak, Special Report.
And this just in, a group calling itself Albania Unite has claimed responsibility for the bombing moments ago of the village of Klos, Albania. The president was unavailable for comment, but General William Scott of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he has no doubt we'll be sending planes and troops back in to finish the job.
In the deserted war room, a strip light suspended above the long wooden conference table beams down on a telephone.
Can you wag the dog?